are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. The moxie of hard bop tenor saxophonist and flautist Charlie Rouse, we enter into yet another hour of Neon Jazz together. That was the 1960 song Rouse's Point off his EP called Yeah. The Washington, D.C. native got cozy in the jazz world by way of a 10-year collaboration with the great Thelonious Sphere Monk. But his journey into the jazz started with Billy Eckstein's orchestra in 1944 and just moved on from there. Into Dizzy Gillespie's big band in 45, Duke Ellington's orchestra from 49 to 50, Count Basie's octet in 1950, Bull Moose Jackson and his Buffalo Bearcats in 53, and then Oscar Pettiford's sextet in 55. His big recording debut was with Tad Dameron in 1947, and after being groomed by all those orchestras, he started his own group in the 1980s called Sphere, and that was a tribute to the Mighty Monk. In a career that arced into many others, he made it 64 years on this big, bright blue ball and made so much music and made many people happy with that flavorful bop vibe he delivered to us all. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the middle of America, where the bright lights of neon shine all over the musicians on 18 and Vine, the Green Lady Lounge, Broadway Jazz, and many other jazz joints, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, armed with another hour of fine jazz tunes. From the prowess of Mr. Rouse, we will segue into one of the finest jazz cats going these days, pushing the craft further. Pianist, composer, and bandleader Matthew Shipp, off his latest album of solos, I've Been to Many Places. Here's the 2014 song called Waltz. And as we slip into this tune, we had the pleasure of speaking to Matthew recently on Neon Jazz, and there is always one answer that gives you that proverbial pause. This is what he told me about how he wants to be remembered.
As a musician, I just want people to really figure out that I was very sincere when I sat down at the piano and just played my heart out. As a person, I'd rather people really know much about me other than that I was dedicated to my art form.
Thank you.
That was hard bop jazz trumpeter and flugelhornist Bill Hardman with his quintet with the 1961 song With Malice Towards None off his Say Something LP. The Cleveland native played with Tad Dameron while still in high school. We've heard that name twice already. And following graduation, he joined Tiny Bradshaw's band. From there, he would mingle in the sky with stars, with cats like Jackie McLean, Charlie Mingus, Art Blakey and the Messengers, Horace Silver, Lou Donaldson, and Junior Cook. In the beginning, Bill was a crackling hard bop player with blazing technique, crisp articulations, and a no-frills sound. This later turned into a sound that was fuller, more extroverted, with romantic passion of the sorts of Clifford Brown, a direction he would take increasingly throughout the 60s and 70s. Man, he had a great sound, didn't he? Man, I really dig this next track on the show. From the outfit called One for All, this is the 2007 song Golden Lady off their LP called What's Going On.
Oh,
that dial.
That was the hard bop tuba player Ray Draper with his quintet way back there in 1957 with the tune Pivot off his Tuba Sounds EP. Amazingly, this album was his first, recorded with Prestige Records at the age of 16, and from there he went on to his second album at the age of 17 with the mighty John Coltrane. Ray succumbed to what a lot of cats fell to in those days, drugs, or more specifically heroin, and he went to prison for some time. After his release, he formed the first jazz rock fusion band composed of established jazz musicians. This all preceded Miles Davis's Bitches Brew, which is usually seen as the first jazz rock fusion group. In a life of seesawing between drugs and sobriety, he finally cleaned himself up in 1982 when he was coming out of a bank and held up by a gang of kids. A 13-year-old punk shot him and got all of his money, and that's the way it ended. He had a attaché case full of compositions that he was getting ready to record. Let's get back to the 50s with some legendary bravado next on Neon Jazz. Here's Thelonious Monk with the 1958 tune, Just a Gigolo, on the keys, He Was, Baby.
TJ Martley, Kansas City jazz pianist, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the talented New York City sax man John David Simon with a tune off his new 2014 album called Phantasm. That track was New Dawn, and that's what he's always angling for with his music. Over a career that has taken him all over the world stages, he has worked with Ella Fitzgerald, Clark Terry, Buddy DeFranco, Ray Charles, Dizzy Gillespie, Shirley Scott, Artie Shaw, Jimmy Dorsey, and on and on. He was the recipient of two NEA Jazz Performance Fellowships and a Master of Music degree from the Manhattan School of Music. And he has also taught jazz performance, ensemble, and musicmanship at many conservatories and schools. Let's really run into the cool here on this next track. Here's the Johnny Staccato Band with the tune Flamingo.
Thank you.
That was trumpeter Sonny Berman with the tune Blue Serger Take A off an album called All Known Existing Takes circa 46 to 48. The New Haven, Connecticut native started touring at the age of 16 and worked with cats like Louis Prima, Harry James, and the great Benny Goodman, along with plenty of time with Woody Herman. Sonny died tragically at the age of 21 in New York City from a drug overdose. For such a short tenure in the world of jazz, his vibe keeps on reverberating with musicians to this very day. With a well-rounded sound, here's the Kaleidoscope String Quartet next on the program with the 2011 song Groovy off the album called Magenta.
Jazz.
Was the great trombonist Bill Harris with the USA All-Stars in Berlin back in February 1955 with the song Imagination. And did he ever have one? Known well for his broad, thick tone and quick vibrato, this was a lure for him to perform with the likes of Benny Goodman, Charlie Barnett, and the great Eddie Condon. From the streets of Jamaica, here's the talented pianist and composer Wynton Kelly with the 1964 tune Escapade off the album called It's All Right. And with a big sound, we are going to cap off this hour of jazz that went traveling through many tasty burbs of jazz idioms over 1 hour. And doing the honors is the great Calvin Newborn with the tune Restorations. And with that, thanks to you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the leader of this little broadcast combo, coming to you from Signal Hole right off the ridge in Georgia Place, here in Belton, Missouri, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Like what you heard? Let us know. We'd love to hear from you out there in Radioland. You could reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.